At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the CDC is monitoring the measles outbreak in 21 states. There's a new way to reunite missing pets with their owners. And some think it's funny, but this prank is annoying travelers around the world. First up, your cell phone could be tracking everywhere you go, unless you know which settings to change. An investigation by the Associated Press found that Google records the movements of many people running its apps, even after turning off certain settings. That's about 2 billion Android devices, as well as hundreds of millions of iPhones worldwide. Turning off a setting called location history seems like the obvious choice to stop the tracking. But devices still store where users are when they open maps or get the weather. The AP found a search for chocolate chip cookies prompted a phone to record its location within 1 square foot. To turn off location tracking for real, users of Android and Apple devices can go to their Google account in a browser, click Personal Info and Privacy, then My Activity and Activity Controls. Turning off web and app activity will keep apps from storing your whereabouts. Critics say the location history setting is misleading. Google denies that, saying it gives users descriptions and controls for all of its features. The CDC is monitoring a measles outbreak across 21 states. 107 people have already contracted the measles this year, and the CDC says the majority of those people were not vaccinated. And Matt Lauer's divorce will include a multi-million dollar payout to his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque. According to reports, the former Today Show host has agreed to pay her $20 million. They're still hashing out details on splitting up the estate, but they will share custody of their three children. And finally, it was rookie haircut day for the Denver Broncos, a longtime tradition, and no one was spared. Luckily for them, their hair will grow back because those are some pretty bad haircuts. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, Coca-Cola might have a new way to compete with Pepsi.
That's right, Kristen. Coca-Cola is investing in Body Armor, the sports drink company backed by NBA superstar Kobe Bryant. Coca-Cola already owns Powerade, but the move is seen as a direct challenge to Gatorade, which is owned by rival PepsiCo. Spotify's user growth continues to increase, so much so that it's expected to overtake Pandora in about 4 years. Some of the things it has going for it are partnerships with services with Hulu and Samsung and effective sharing tools on social media. Ellen DeGeneres is teaming up with Walmart to launch a new fashion line called EV1. And get this, everything will be less than $30.
Okay, how is this different from other companies that partner with celebrities?
Well, the trend has been that these partnerships are temporary. Some even sell out in just a matter of days. Ellen's new line with Walmart is expected to be a permanent collection with new styles rolling out seasonally.
Good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, you've got some shocking information about our desks at work.
Hi, Kristen. Well, I don't mean to gross you out, but there is a study that shows our desks can have, get this, 400 times more germs than a toilet seat. University of Arizona researchers found some of the germiest objects include your phone, your computer mouse, pens, paper cups, and coffee mugs. But most of that bacteria coming from us humans as the source. They also found that men's desks are often dirtier than women's. So if you're gonna snack at your desk, consider keeping an extra stockpile of antibacterial wipes. Duly noted. Well, we all know the internet is full of weird beauty tips and tricks, but this one might take the cake, or the wig, the eyebrow wig, that is. Originally created for those suffering from alopecia or chemo, those wigs are now being used by those who want that huge lion mane brow that's apparently all the rage on social media. The brow wigs can be worn for up to 7 days. They are $13, just in case you're interested. And parenting can leave you just a bit burned out. Don't I know it? In fact, research shows that moms and dads dedicate 69 hours a week to work and parenting. Many admitting they do some off-the-wall things when they're tired. For example, pouring baby formula in their coffee, texting their boss thinking it's their spouse, and waiting for a stop sign to turn green. Kristen, I don't know about you. That's what you need to know. But I have done some pretty weird things. We'll talk about that offline. Let's go back to you.
Well, that's what coffee's for. Thanks, Danielle. Every single year, more than a million Americans go into default on their student loans. A new report by the Urban Institute found that almost a quarter of borrowers see their loans go into default within 4 years of leaving school. By the time they default, those borrowers will see their credit score drop by around 60 points to an average of 550, which is considered very poor. The study also found that because of added interest and fees, those who default will increase their balance by an average of 10%, making it even harder to pay off. Personal finance experts say to call your lender if you're having trouble making payments. A better payment plan might cap your monthly bill based on income. After defaulting, borrowers might be able to get loan rehabilitation. 9 voluntary on-time payments of a preset amount can put an account back in good standing. Borrowers might be able to consolidate multiple loans to exit default. The study's authors hope the findings will be used to create better policies to help students. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. A lot of celebrity couples are getting ready to tie the knot. Carlos Greer is here with more. Hi, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, from Ariana to Justin, this has definitely been the summer of love. But love does cost a thing when it comes to that bling. Just ask Pete Davidson, who bought a ring for Ariana after just a month of dating. A ring worth nearly $100,000. Joe Jonas takes the number 5 spot after surprising his Game of Thrones girlfriend, Sophie Turner, with a 5-carat stunner worth $150,000. And Gwyneth Paltrow's man, Brad Falchuk, must have liked it because he put a 13-carat ring on it for $500,000. Coming in at the same price, Karlie Kloss will have no trouble modeling her 7-carat dazzler from Josh Kushner. Even Justin Bieber's $540,000 ring for Hailey Baldwin didn't even come close to the top spot. The biggest spender was Paris Hilton's fiancé, Chris Zilka, who spared no expense on a $2 million 20-carat ring. Yowzers. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For more hot news and gossip, watch Page Six TV weekdays. Check your local listings. All right, here's a cool story. A new facial recognition app is helping reunite missing pets with their owners. It's called Finding Rover, and users can upload photos of their dogs or cats, and once registered in the database, the pet then becomes searchable if they ever get lost. When a pet is lost, the app alerts other users in the area so they can keep an eye out. They also reach out to local pet organizations, shelters, and even utilize social media. And on the flip side, if a lost pet is found, the user can upload a photo of the rescued pet, and using facial recognition, the database will compile a list of possible matches. The app then notifies those owners. The app is especially useful when a pet isn't microchipped or the microchip fails. Finding Rover is available for free on iOS and Android, or you can join directly on their website. One of the most stressful parts of flying just got worse. The search for an open power outlet in the airport is being made even more frantic by fake power outlet stickers. The prank is making the rounds on social media. Unsuspecting travelers who attempt to plug in their phone charger are being caught on camera or venting their anger. One tweeted, "You are now my enemy for life." Another wrote, "Will the person who's putting fake outlet stickers all over the airport please die already?" One frustrated flyer took out their rage on a sticker, possibly saving the next person some embarrassment. The stickers are meant to be photorealistic and even have a fake shadow. They tend to appear in the normal places you'd expect an outlet, although one was put on a garbage can. A 12-pack of stickers is available on Amazon for about $9. It's not a lot of money to spend on a prank, but users might also want to invest in some running shoes just in case they get caught. Well, usually fans ask their football heroes for something, you know, like a selfie or an autograph maybe. But one special young man wanted to give a hand to the Carolina Panthers star quarterback, Cam Newton. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte joins us now with more. Hi, Paige.
Giving Cam a hand quite literally, right? Yeah, and this was from a Cam to a Cam also, by the way. His reason, as you can hear on the video here posted by the Carolina Panthers on their Twitter account.
Tell him why you gave him this.
Because we're twins.
We're twins.
Diego, man. Let's get a picture.
Because they're twins, of course, right? Five-year-old Cam here, he has amniotic band syndrome. That's a condition that results in limb deformities. And he was born without all the fingers on his right hand, while his mom started a nonprofit called Different Heroes. Their mission is, in part, to give out 3D prosthetics to kids who need them. Keep in mind here, two current NFL players right now have the same condition as little Cam. Shaquem Griffin, a linebacker with the Seahawks, and Broncos tight end Troy Fumagalli, which means, Kristen, it would not surprise me at all if we see this next generation Cam suited up and on the field himself in the future, doing more than just giving handouts.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised either. Thanks, Paige. Compression socks aren't just for the elderly. They're often worn by people who are always on their feet, like runners, nurses, waitresses, flight attendants, and contractors, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a six-pack of Extreme Fit unisex compression socks at a special 78% discount. These socks improve blood circulation and relieve sore muscles. The compression can even reduce swelling. The knee-long socks are made for both men and women. They're super comfy and come in six different colors. And they're antimicrobial, so they can keep your feet dry and fresh. The six-pack of Extreme Fit unisex compression socks retails for $90. But today you can buy them for just $20. That's a 78% discount. You can get these right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 26 Houston, beginning this school year, the Houston Independent School District will provide free breakfast, lunch, and dinner to every student who wants it. The new program is thanks in part to the Federal Community Eligibility Provision Program, which reimburses the district for providing low or no-cost meals to students in need. Salad bars have been added to every HISD school cafeteria as well. In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, the Police Officers of Scottsdale Association sponsors the annual Covering the Bases Back to School event. Volunteers provide backpacks, shoes, and school supplies to more than 1,100 kids. Besides helping kids look and feel their best for the new school year, organizers hope to foster a positive relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, 11-year-old Eric Pyburn loves the movie Cars and TV host Ellen DeGeneres. And while he's struggled with health issues his whole life, he's never let it get him down. Eric was inspired by Ellen's message to be kind. So he decided to become a kindness warrior by doing random acts of kindness around his community.
I want to do acts of kindness because most kids, sometimes like me, end up in the hospital for these kind of things. And, well, they don't have anything to keep them entertained.
And Eric says his dream is to one day meet Ellen on her TV show. Who knows? She may be watching now. A famous actor went through a major vocal transformation for his latest role, and Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to talk about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, it has been one of the hottest movie trailers of the last few months, racking up millions of views on YouTube. I'm talking about the trailer for the remake, I think probably the third or fourth remake, of A Star Is Born. This one with Bradley Cooper starring and directing, and his co-star, Lady Gaga. Now, if you have seen this trailer, you know they have crazy chemistry, and you also know Bradley sounds and looks a little bit different, but we're going to talk about the sounding different. Listen to this. According to a new interview, Bradley spent 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for months working on that low voice like this. That's a really bad impression, but he spent hours and hours, and he said it was brutal on his voice. We'll see it in action when the movie opens in October. Kristen?
I cannot wait to see this movie. Thanks, Jason. The Seneca Park Zoo in upstate New York is home to four older elephants known as the Golden Girls. And the ladies just got a much younger roommate. This is Zuzu, a 5-month-old hound mix who will become the zoo's first barn dog. Barn dogs are a growing trend in zoos around the country. The dogs provide companionship for the elephants and are a training tool for the keepers. Barn dogs help the elephants learn new commands and enrich their environment. After all, cohabitating with another species is closer to what elephants experience in the wild. Lindsay Brinda is Seneca Park Zoo's elephant manager, and she knew right away Zuzu was the right dog for the job. Zuzu is calm around the elephants and loves interacting with people. She's already become quite popular with the zoo's visitors. And so far, the Golden Girls like her too. All right, here's a fun fact for you. 65% of college students drink alcohol regularly. Given that number, as well as America's obesity epidemic, researchers set out to understand drinking's impact on healthy diets, especially when it comes to drunchies or drunk munchies. The study published in the California Journal of Health Promotion surveyed some 300 students and found hunger for salty, fatty, and unhealthy food grows during and after drinking. With shifts in blood glucose leading the brain to feel hungry, drinking students were more likely to eat before bed, choosing salty snacks and pizza over healthier options. Students also weren't countering alcohol with water, worsening dehydration. Poor habits carried into the next morning. Drinkers were less likely to skip breakfast. They also continued seeking greasy and fatty foods to soak up the alcohol and stop potential hangovers. The report calls on universities to act, providing resources and education that encourage healthy living. One of the largest shopping malls in Canada has figured out a solution to the extreme amount of unnecessary waste they generate. The food court at the Yorkdale Shopping Center in Toronto used to produce 120 bags of trash every single day. Now they're down to just 3. The center made a concerted effort to go greener by washing reusable plates and cutlery, recycling anything that can be recycled, and composting. Perhaps the most confusing thing about the food court is that there are no trash cans. That's because they want customers to hand in their used trays and leftover food so the mall staff can separate the waste and food scraps. Of course, not all malls can afford a staff to separate their waste, but experts suggest having a volunteer to direct customers to the appropriate bins is effective. It's amazing how a small change can make such a big difference. It's not often you hear someone say they don't like Michael Jackson's music, and now we may know why. Just ask Sam Smith. Smith is a British singer whose hits include Stay With Me. Smith was on a boat with fellow singer and friend Adam Lambert listening to Michael Jackson's song Human Nature. Lambert tweeted a video showing Smith revealing his thoughts on the King of Pop's music.
I don't like Michael Jackson, but this is a good song.
Oh. Lambert deleted the video, but the backlash was all over social media, most notably from one of Jackson's former girlfriends, Stephanie Mills. Part of her post reads, "Don't come for Michael Jackson when you wish you have sold as many records and you wish you were the king of pop like he was. I'm so tired of you people studying our music and studying our artists and claiming that you don't like our music." Some people did say Smith has the right to like whatever music he wants. So far, Smith hasn't responded publicly. Well, when it comes to online popularity, not every follower, like, or view is created equal. The New York Times reports that a number of online businesses allow users to purchase fake views for the videos they put on YouTube. Those views, likes, and dislikes come from computers, not humans. One site openly advertises 500 views for just $7.99. The Times says they've sold 15 million views just this year for a profit of about $200,000. The practice is reportedly common with musicians, because YouTube views factor into song charts like the Billboard Hot 100. Many YouTubers see the practice as spending money to make money. The site makes money on the advertisements that run before videos. Those who own the videos get a cut too. But YouTube places videos with more views higher in search results, so that more views means more money. YouTube says it tries to keep the number of fake views under 1%. But with billions of views a day, that could mean tens of millions aren't real. Okay, here's a question. Would you put blind trust in a tattoo artist? Risk takers around the world have placed theirs in Mason Heffner. Through his My Words, Your Body project, Heffner, an alias, tattoos short, simply drawn messages that he chooses. For example, good decisions come from bad ideas, or only the imperfect. The tattooist takes his craft seriously, hoping to add something meaningful to people's lives rather than a design picked from a book. So he begins each personalized session with a deep conversation, asking why people want a tattoo and what they'll do if they don't like it. That talk helps Heffner select a unique message that best fits the moment in his subject's life. Heffner believes people come to him because they want to leave their comfort zones and fully trust a stranger. If you'd fully trust Heffner, you'll need to wait. He's working his way through hundreds of tattoo requests. Tiger Woods returned to his old form during the PGA Championship, and so did television ratings. CBS announced viewership for Sunday's coverage was up 69% compared to last year. And there is no deep analysis needed to figure out why. Tiger charged up the leaderboard, shooting 64 on Sunday, his lowest score ever in a final round of a major. At one point, Tiger was within one stroke of the leader as he tried to win his first major since 2008. The drama gripped viewers and attracted casual fans who hadn't watched golf since Tiger was in his prime. In the end, he fell short, finishing second, two strokes behind Brooks Koepka. And even though Tiger didn't win, he's proven once again he's the king of golf ratings. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. One website could change the way we shop for homes by asking for reviews of neighborhoods. Plus, this might be the world's coldest gym, but customers still feel the burn. And a model reveals her terrifying injuries and her journey to healing. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.